The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. Three members of the Money Makeover Team from Neo Financial Group here in the studio with you this morning. I'm Tony Navarre. Doug Neal is in the studio as well. We're both certified financial planners, and Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant here. We had a good call during the break. We get this question actually quite a bit, and the question was, do you have to make those required minimum distributions from a Roth IRA? Not a traditional pre-tax IRA, but a Roth IRA.
The answer is?
Nope.
That's one of the reasons that the Roths look so interesting.
Well, even especially for those of you who, you know, you've been working, you rolled over a nice, hopefully a nice 401k balance, right, into an IRA, what if it was all pre-tax? Is it something you might want to consider, even gradually timing things a little bit, with possibly taking out portions of that maybe every year or whatever before you get up there to 70.5 and making a Roth conversion? What do you think, guys?
That can work depending upon what your income level is and your taxes. It's kind of a numbers game because the law says you can take money out of an IRA and move it to a Roth IRA, but you have to pay tax on that because it's counted as a distribution, but there's no penalty as such doing that. But now there's a little paragraph in there. I just got asked this question by one of our associates out of the Houston office of one of his clients. Can you, after 70.5 years old, will you have to start taking money out of your IRA? Can I take that required minimum distribution and roll it into a Roth IRA? Because I don't need the money, but I have to take it out of the IRA because I'm over 70.5.
So they want to directly roll it right over to a Roth.
Correct.
Pay the tax, roll the remainder into the Roth.
Correct. A required minimum distribution. Congress specifically put a paragraph in the law saying, no, you cannot do that.
Imagine that. They thought about that, didn't they?
Well, you know, required minimum distributions, they are there because Congress wants that income. They do not want you to be able to accumulate money forever and not pay tax on it. And so the required minimum distribution is there to make sure that, you know, you have to take money. And so that's why they included that paragraph in there, because they want you to pay tax on that money.
See, and that's why you also have to do it before age 70.5, because you can convert an IRA into a Roth IRA before age 70.5. After 70.5, you can't do it anymore.
Yeah, so just be aware.
Little nuances.
Yes, so that's why financial planning is so important, one of the reasons. Because if you can get a strategy together and start working it before you get to deadlines like that one, then you've already got your future plans under control, better managed, and paying less taxes or whatever your goal is. That's just one of the things you can do.
Well, you know, the Roth IRA, as you had mentioned, Tony, is a much better estate planning tool than a traditional IRA is. Because if you have a Roth IRA, as long as you've had it for longer than 5 years, any distributions out of a Roth come out tax-free, and you're not required to take the money, which means that your heirs can inherit the Roth IRA, and it applies to them also. The money comes out tax-free as opposed to a traditional IRA. But that's where it stops.
Yeah. So, again, there are different strategies that you can use. It's so amazing to me how complex IRAs really are.
Yes.
There's a guy named Ed Slott. That's practically all he talks about. And that's been his life's work. He gives lectures and has online. I mean, this guy is like one of the leading authorities on how these things work, because it's not easy. As financial planners, that's one of the areas that we really have to focus in on as well. Mm-hmm. So when you have, before you do something that may involve a taxable event that you don't know you're going to trigger, and that happens, please get in touch with your financial advisor and make sure you're on safe ground with that and you're doing the right thing and that you understand the rules, because there are a lot of them.
Yeah, because I just want to make a little clarification on the Roth conversion after age 70 and a half. Mm-hmm. Is you can do a Roth conversion after age 70 and a half, but only after you take your required minimum distribution. And so you have to take your required minimum distribution, pay tax, and then after that, you know, because let's suppose you wanted to do a Roth conversion on $50,000. Mm-hmm. The possibility exists that you, depending upon, as you had said, Doug, depending upon your tax return, it may be beneficial at that particular year, even taking the required minimum distribution to do a Roth conversion on a portion of whatever else you have. But you will have to take your RMD, and that can't be included in the conversion.
You can't do that direct linkage. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm rolling it out. I'm going to pay taxes, and then that money I just got, I'm going to... No. Yeah. So be careful.
And you think about how complicated that is. Mm-hmm. You know, doing that on your tax return, how do you show them all that? But anyway...
That's why they're accountants. One of the reasons why. Yeah. So, again, advanced planning. And those of you who are anywhere, you know, over the next 2 to 5 years away from walking off the job for the last time and retiring, you need to check in with somebody, a financial planner who knows these rules. And then you can make some plans ahead. You don't have to wait until you're 70 and a half and start goofing around with this stuff. You can actually do some pre-retirement and pre-70 and a half maneuvering to be able to set up things the right way.
Yeah, and we had talked to some couples who were under age 70 and a half but had large IRAs and so forth. And they simply weren't aware of the fact that they were in a down income year and wanted to save money on taxes, but weren't aware of the fact that, well, maybe we can do a Roth conversion on a portion of that money in this year since our income's so low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's especially good if you're going to be retiring at the end of this year, let's say, right? And next year, January, mm-hmm. All of a sudden you don't have a salary.
You got zero income.
Got the big nothing there. And you're not on Social Security yet. Some people, that's true. Mm-hmm. And you're going, well, what do I do? My taxes are going to be so much lower. Maybe that is the time where you take some of this taxable money and pay those taxes because you're going to be in a much lower bracket.
Right. And that's the idea.
Yeah. So lots of great things to think about. We love doing that stuff. So if you want to come in for the free review, talk it over. Are you on the right track? Are you thinking about this the right way? Will this work for you in your particular situation? Give us a call at the office. Set up that time to come in. Talk about it before you launch into something. And here's the way to call us, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. 2903.
That's really interesting to me. You know, we get a question that is a yes or no question. Can you take, are you required to take an RMD from a Roth IRA? And the answer is no. But yet, there are so many different variances on things that you can do. We can talk about that. We could talk about that for an hour.
I was going to say nothing else but that, yeah. Right? All these rules, regs, all the things you need to think about. Planning. That's why we're financial planners. Planning on how to do things instead of knee-jerk reactions to situations that come up, etc. Planning makes the big difference.
And then sometimes you can't correct those things.
Yeah.
That's right.
Once you make a boo-boo with that stuff, it's like, ooh. Yeah, wowie.
It costs you money.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are some really interesting things going on legislatively or proposed legislation that folks are looking at right now, because they realize so many of us are getting to retirement age, etc. And usually the biggest chunk of cash that many of us have is what we've got in our 401k at work. So what if you could use 401k money to pay for something on a tax-favored basis that you may be needing, if not now, maybe in a few years from now? Doug, there's something being talked about now.
Yeah, the Health and Human Services of the United States government estimates 52% of Americans turning 65 today will develop a disability serious enough to require long-term care services such as a nursing home stay or home health aid. So that's what there's, if you're turning 65 right now, over half of us, you will need some type of care. And so Senator Patrick Toomey, a Republican out of Pennsylvania, he plans to introduce a bill in the coming weeks or months that would allow the federal tax code to allow you to take up to $2,000 out of your 401k, IRA, qualified plan, tax-free if you buy long-term care insurance with it on an annual basis.
And so it'd be $2,000 a year you could pull out of your pre-tax account?
Of your pre-tax account. So you haven't paid tax on the money. You pull it out, you don't pay tax on the money to pay for long-term care insurance. So that's a pretty sweet deal. And also, if you're under 59 and a half, there's no 10% penalty to take that $2,000 out. Mm. Now, some insurances cost a whole lot more than $2,000, but every little bit helps.
I was just going to say, anything you can get, right, really on a tax-favored basis to help with that expense is a pretty awesome deal. So they're looking, he's writing something to me?
Yeah, he's writing, he plans to introduce a bill in the coming weeks or months. So it's, there's heavy talk about it because they're trying to entice people to take care of themselves.
Yeah, and get them off of government
because Medicaid doesn't do it.
No.
That's for the indigent.
Well, you know, the Affordable Care Act, when they originally were looking at that, long-term care was one of the things they were looking at including in the Affordable Care Act, and they found out that it simply was not economically feasible to include that. And so the government is aware that long-term care is an issue, and this would be a great bill to help people find the money to help pay for long-term care insurance, because many times that's one of the questions that comes up is, okay, I recognize the fact that I need long-term care insurance. Where do I get the money to pay for it?
Where's the money going to come from on a regular basis?
Right.
So now you could, if this goes through, you could on a tax-favored basis pull that $2,000 a year out of your taxable 401k account to pay premiums.
Correct. We'll see how it comes out. I mean, that's the proposal. They also have an index for inflation, which I think is a smart move. Because that you just don't know what comes out of Congress. Hopefully they do this one right. They did another one right back in the Pension Protection Act, where they said you could use your life insurance or annuities for long-term care insurance also. So every once in a while they do things right.
Well, they see the trends, though, and this huge amount of people who are now in their 60s and beyond, and, you know, the need for this type of situation to be covered in some more tax-efficient way for people so that more people can afford it.
Yeah, what they're looking at from the Health and Human Services Department, the most common ways to fund long-term care is through the most popular ways to pay for long-term care at 52%, which is out of pocket, and 34% with Medicaid. Only 2.7% paid for claims with private insurance. So they're trying to change that because over half the people pay for it. You pay for it out of your pocket and savings and your retirement to take care of your spouse or your parents. It's a little expensive there.
Well, another planning issue in that, and we're not CPAs or accountants, but if you itemize, you know, long-term care premiums are deductible as part of the health care expenses that you have Now, they've raised the threshold there to 10%,
mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, long-term care premiums are included in that number, as well as health insurance mm-hmm. premiums. So to be able to include that in there to help you reach maybe that 10% threshold would be very helpful. And so if they're going to allow you to use 401k monies, pre-tax dollars, and not pay a penalty prior to age 59 and a half to help pay for long-term care, and you get to deduct it, there's a planning opportunity there.
Yeah, and it also includes IRAs in it also. But there again, this is proposal. It's not law yet. But it might be worth your time to
write your congressman.
Write your congressman.
Yeah, email them, bombard them with emails.
This is a good idea.
Talk to their congressional aides, et cetera, et cetera. Make sure you log in on that. Because if you don't need it now, chances are you're going to need it in a few years. So.
Or someone you love.
Someone else you love, that's right.
Will need it.
Mm-hmm. So very, very important. All right. Coming back, let's talk about some other very important things, including since we're on the topic of those of us who are getting up in years. Where is the best place to be? What states are best at protecting seniors from things that would happen to them that are not good and people who would prey upon them? We'll let you know a little bit more about that. And then we'll start a little conversation here about our market performance. And the other question that we got asked a lot at an event over the weekend is, should I start taking some money off the table? Okay. So we'll talk about that, too, how to think about those things. And meantime, you got questions, we got answers right here from the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial. Here's our radio private line. No one else will hear you if you call us now at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Skavisa Catering has been proud to be part of your community for decades. This holiday season, let Skavisa do all the hard work. Whether you're looking to pick up some light appetizers or you'd like to utilize their full-service catering options, Skavisa will work with you to create the perfect holiday menu. Now is the time to book Skavisa Catering for your holiday party, banquet, or gathering. Give them a call at 836-8778. Make the most of your holidays and let Skavisa do the rest.
Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli can help with the holiday baking during this busy season. All their pies are made from scratch, from the filling for their meringue pies to the whole fruit in their apple, peach, and cherry pies. Plus, they also make their own pie crust and meringue. They also have pecan, pumpkin, buttermilk, and sweet potato pies. Place your special orders by calling 979-836-9010. That's 979-836-9010. Or stop in and check out their bakery case. Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli for all your holiday baking.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Take your living room to the next level with Herman Furniture's Power Pack Sale. Now through December 10th, take advantage of the lowest prices of the season, all on power reclining furniture. Add a touch of luxury and convenience to your family or living room with a flex steel recliner, love seat, or sofa, complete with free delivery on regular orders within 50 miles. Herman Furniture at 213 West Alamo in Brenham. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Check them out on Facebook or Instagram.
American Overhead Door Company. American Overhead Door Company. American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company, is here to wish you and your family best wishes for the holiday season. American Overhead Door Company, the true American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. American Overhead Door Company, still located 6 miles north of Brenham on Highway 36 with all the American flags. American Overhead Door Company, selling American-made overhead doors and American flags. American Overhead Door Company is the only overhead door company that offers a lifetime warranty on your garage door. American Overhead Door Company would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. American Overhead Door Company, 7405 Highway 36 North. Call them at 979-836-4442.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with members of the mighty Money Makeover team from Neal Financial Group. Your host this morning, Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner professional. In the studio with me, Doug Neal, certified financial planner also. Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. And Craig Montana continuing to play the hits. So we have not graduated, obviously, yet to holiday music.
No, I thought that was holiday music.
Yeah,
that makes me feel good.
Yeah, well, yes, okay.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, right. Little mental holiday there,
there
for a few seconds while we're listening.
We
to that.
We can let the other stations play the Christmas music.
Yeah,
other
well,
shows.
Well, you know, Craig kind of waits toward more toward Christmas ordinarily,
okay.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we will have some. And some of it I know is going to be really cute music, too, that you probably forgot about, that maybe was popular years ago.
Yeah, he seems to find those.
Yeah.
This is like way before he was even born, he finds them.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I know at some point we'll have the Three Chipmunks. Yep.
Yep.
He's
okay.
Thumbs up over here. Thumbs up. All right. Welcome back here. Let's talk a little bit about... we've talked about long-term care, proposals out there to help us pay for that, right? What about other protections, though, for those of us who are getting older? Is there something, is there a best state that really has a good handle on this and ways to protect seniors from stuff like elder abuse? Jamie Keyes, it was kind of eye-opening. You found some interesting data.
Yeah, this is an interesting article that I found regarding elder abuse. Elder abuse is one of the growing concerns here in this country. One of the reasons being that more and more of us are becoming elders. And so what they're finding is more and more people are reaching that age that elder abuse is becoming more and more prevalent. The reason they're concerned about it is if the U.S. Census Bureau says that people aged 65 years and older expected to nearly double in the next 30 years. So the number will go from about 43 million to 85 million in the next 30 years. And so it's going to be something that Congress is looking at and hopefully the states are looking at. Mm-hmm. And so there was a study done, and this was put together by Wallet Hub, but the article that I found was put together, and the study was done by five different professors who specialize in the area of elder abuse. And so what they did was they came up with some statistics to find out which states are really good at protecting elders and which are not doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
And they came up with 16 different factors. And so the top five states they came up with for protecting against elder abuse, the top five are, in order, Massachusetts was number one, second was Wisconsin, third Rhode Island, fourth Michigan, and fifth Iowa.
All so of them
some
east.
And central.
Yeah, east and Midwest. Massachusetts kind of was not a surprise.
Mm.
Bottom five are Nevada, Montana, California. Everybody's young there, I guess.
Yeah,
they're all millennials. Yeah.
South Carolina and then New Jersey. And now they did include the District of Columbia, So there was 51, they had 50 states plus the District of Columbia, so there's 51. But that's the rankings that they came up with, and I'll go through some of the things that they looked at. States, each of these things were given points.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's 16 different things that they rank point-wise, but I'll just simplify it a little bit. Lowest elder abuse, gross neglect and exploitation complaints. So these are the top five states who had the lowest in, that, in those areas. Number one was Louisiana. Second was New York. Third was Pennsylvania. Fourth was New Hampshire. And fifth was Florida. Those are the five top states for lowest elder abuse, gross neglect, and exploitation complaints. The worst five were Montana, New Jersey, Nevada, California and South Carolina tied for last in that area.
Montana showed up twice now.
Yeah.
California did, too.
Yeah, so did California.
Yeah.
Nevada.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ranked the best for highest total expenditures on elder abuse prevention. Tied for first were Massachusetts and Rhode Island. And they're right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Third is Wisconsin. Fourth, Nevada. Fifth, Wyoming.
Hmm. Wyoming, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Lowest total expenditures on elder abuse prevention, Hawaii, Washington, Georgia, Louisiana, and Montana.
But wait a minute. Wasn't there the category you talked about a moment ago, Louisiana did well in, than when you went over before?
Yep, that was for lowest elder abuse, gross neglect, and exploitation complaints.
Oh, okay.
Lowest number of complaints. Yeah,
lowest number of complaints or expenditures. How much money the state is spending on elder abuse prevention? Louisiana was tied for last with Montana.
Hmm. Why Montana? That's somewhere in
Yeah.
I think they must just send them out the pasture there.
Yeah. Wait for the snows and then
Montana. Yeah. They're pretty spread out.
Mm-hmm.
The highest long-term care. Ombudsman program funding. An ombudsman, that's an advocate.
Yeah, somebody's trying to help you out.
Oh,
so
okay.
Highest total long-term care advocate program funding, tie for first between Alaska and District of Columbia.
Hmm.
Third was Montana, fourth Vermont, and fifth Maine. Ombudsman, it's no surprise that District of Columbia is tied for first there.
Hmm.
Because these would be people who are advocating for stuff, and naturally, they would be a lot of them around Congress.
So Capitol Hill?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Lowest total long-term care ombudsman program funding, Michigan, Tennessee, Indiana, Hawaii, Florida is last.
But they scored well on other areas. That's... Okay.
Well, they had the lowest complaints, Florida did.
Okay.
But they're spending the least on advocates for preventing elder abuse. Most elder care organizations and services. Number one, guess who shows up again? Alaska. Most. Hmm. Alaska's population is not very big.
No.
Second, Vermont. Third, Wisconsin. Wisconsin's there again, doing well. Montana here has a lot of elder care organizations and services. So in that, Montana's pretty good.
They just don't spend money.
They just don't spend money. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Fewest elder care organizations and services, Rhode Island, Missouri, Texas, Delaware, and Florida. Texas and Florida are big
retirement states.
Yeah. And
that's surprising.
So to have the fewest elder care organizations and services for Texas and Florida is surprising. Most certified volunteer ombudsman, again, District of Columbia is number one. North Carolina, Arkansas, and Alaska all tied for first. Fifth was Washington. Fewest certified volunteer advocates, Alabama, Mississippi, Montana, South Dakota, West Virginia, and Wyoming, all tied for last. So they don't have very many advocates in those states.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one that a lot of people ask about is nursing home quality. So highest nursing home quality, number one, surprising is Hawaii.
Hmm.
I guess if you're going to be in a nursing home, Hawaii is a good place to be.
That's if you have the money to pay for it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Stay away from the most active volcano places.
Yes. Number two is Rhode Island. Third, North Dakota. And the tie for fourth between Delaware and Florida. Hmm. You would expect Florida to do well in nursing home quality.
Yeah, I would think so. Plus, it's a little bit warmer than some of those other places.
That's true.
South Dakota, I don't know if... A little cold in the wintertime.
The five bottom-ranking states for lowest nursing home quality were West Virginia, Oklahoma, North Carolina, Louisiana, and who do you think was last?
Texas.
Texas?
Texas was ranked last in nursing home quality, which was a surprise to me.
Yeah, cause we've got some really good nursing homes here in the central Texas.
But Texas is such a big state, and population is spread out. You know, and that's where, you know, Montana was in a lot of these when it came to stuff. But they're in the same kind of boat where, you know, their people are spread out all over the state. But it's kind of interesting when you take a look. You know, these are all things that they looked at to try and evaluate which states are doing a really good job and which states are not doing such a good job. You know, an overall score, Texas was not in the top 10, but they were number 12. But obviously, the low nursing home quality really drug the state of Texas down. On all the other things, Texas did pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But nursing home quality, Texas came in last.
Wow.
Well, so now you got the word on that, too. And again, we're all about making plans, right?
So when it comes to finding a nursing home here in the state of Texas, shop around.
Yep. Better check them out.
Yeah, check them out in more ways than one, right? Yeah, get the straight skinny on anything you're doing there.
But I thought that was a real good study that was done. Again, that was done by Wallet Hub. And if you Google it or whatever, if you want to look up all the stuff on elder care protection, that's a really good article, I think.
All right, coming back, let's take a look at what's been happening with the markets and start a conversation, at least in the last few minutes of the program, about we've had a big run in securities. If you got a 401k, an IRA, your other accounts, etc., you're looking at it and going, yeah, this rocks. What do you do? Is it time to take money off the table? How do you even think about approaching this? Because you got to use some plan to adjust this. So what do you do? How do we think about it as financial planners? And hopefully we can help you out a little bit along the way. In the meantime, you got a question or two? We're hitting a break here with Tony Orlando and Dawn. So give us a call and we'll talk to you one-on-one right this minute in private at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
At ASCO Equipment, we don't have offices. We have service and support centers because we're in business to do two things: serve and support our customers and do it better than anyone else. It's why we rely on Case Construction Equipment, because they're on it too. From the big jobs to the small jobs and everything in between, Case Equipment is practical and intuitive. Hardcore, versatile machines we're proud to service and support. Whatever it is, at ASCO, we're on it.
Ever wonder why ice cream is so good? It's because all the cows sleep on Sealy mattresses. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and I'm inviting you into my store this weekend to check out brands like Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. Even if you're sleeping as good as the cows, stop in, check out our line of sheets and pillows. And remember, the best buys are with mattress guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
The outdoor season never ends in Texas. That's why TSO offers Costa Del Mar Polarized and other sunglasses all year long. Bring your prescription to TSO, including no-line multifocals, to help with tying fishing knots or reading GPS maps, and they'll fit it in your Costa sunglasses. Non-prescription sunglasses are also available and make great Christmas gifts for just about anybody. Just stop at TSO in the Blue Water Shopping Center in Brenham. Remember to utilize your insurance benefits before the end of the year. TSO and Dr. Brandon Guillory, caring for the eyes of Texas.
Hello, everyone. This is Susan from Faith Mission. Well, the seasons are upon us, and Higgins South and Higgins North have so many fall and Christmas decorations out on the shelves. We have the most beautiful and the largest variety of merchandise at low prices. Everything to spruce up your home. Come see us at 2268 South Market or 550 East Bluebell Road. Let's start celebrating the holidays together. Come experience an incredible shopping experience.
Update your home with high-quality, energy-efficient window replacements installed by our Integrity Works. Choose from a number of quality brands and durable frame materials such as vinyl or aluminum. Today's modern windows help remedy cold and heat transfer, drafts, and reduce exterior noise. Our Integrity Works has qualified installers on hand. Call Our Integrity Works at 979-251-7972 today. That's 979-251-7972 or visit online at integrityworks.info.
When you're sick, you don't want to wait in a long line for your prescription. You just want your medicine so you can start feeling better. That's why since 1953, folks have been having their prescriptions filled at 303 North Park Street in Brenham. From its beginnings as Roy Wheezy Pharmacy to its current name, Kenjura Pharmacy, there's always been a friendly, familiar face behind the counter to take care of you. No long lines, no hassles for 7 decades. Now that's consistency you can trust. That's Kenjura Pharmacy at 303 North Park Street in downtown Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All right. We're not just fiddling around here on the Money Makeover Show. We are actually here, hopefully, to help you be better, smarter at handling your investments, handling things that have other implications for your life or maybe lives of your loved ones. And we love what we do as financial planners. And again, if you want to come by for the free review, you got a moment or two here during the holidays. We do have people that come in over the holidays because maybe they're off work or they've got everything pretty much under control with their shopping and they really want to get a jump start on the new year, make sure they're in the right position with any number of things. So here is our office phone number. Give us a call. Set up that time. Your last big right thing to do before the year end for 2019. Come in, go over things, and see that you're on track and you're getting done what you really need to get done and want to get done. Here's our phone number, 979-836-2903. That's the office phone, 979-836-2903. Well, as we said earlier in the program, the three of us were at an event where many of our clients also came and attended. By the way, thank you to those who came by. But I think if there was a universal question that popped up more than any other, it's, okay, we're getting toward the end of the year and I've done pretty well. The market's been pretty good this year. Is it time to take money off the table? Should I go to cash or more cash? Should I do something else? And I know that you guys fielded this question from your folks that came up to you as well. Yeah, so comment, how do you start on this?
Yeah, the comment I had with the one guy said, I don't want to be like last December where the market dropped.
Right. Yeah, that was brutal.
Yeah, last December was tough.
It comes down to, again, what's your strategy? When are you going to need the money? Because of the three worst bear markets in history since World War II, one was from 1973 to 74, and it came back. The other one was from 2000 to 2002, and it came back. And then the one recently was 2007 to 2009, and it's come back. Point to that is, what's the time frame on those? So if you go to all cash, you're going to give up a lot of growth here. If you're so worried and you may want to retire in the next year, Why don't you take 2 years' worth of expenditures and put it in cash and leave the rest grow? Because when do you get back into the market again if you get back out?
And another that's just an investment strategy is to, if you have different positions and you are up significantly, one of the things you can do is go ahead and harvest profits. And just take the profits that you have. That way you don't completely liquidate the position that you have that's been doing so well. Mm-hmm. But you can take your profits, move those profits to something that's maybe a little safer, and have that, you have your profits protected, and still have the ability to not completely lose the investment that's done well for you.
Well, and remember, too, that we've had some big gains, and let's say you've got the classic 60% equity, 40% bonds, money market, 60-40 blend portfolio, pretty middle of the road, okay? So with the increases in some of the valuations in some types of investments, you could be getting to 70, 30. Yeah.
Or 75, 25.
Yeah, yeah, right. So you may be a little out of whack there. And if you just kind of said, okay, is this too much for me? Now, if you're younger and you've got some time before you're going to need that money, maybe that's not such a bad thing, right? But for anybody who's 5 years or less from walking out the door of your employer and saying bye-bye, you might want to really look at where you are now. And as you said, Jamie, maybe harvesting some profits and realigning things in some way.
Yeah, one caveat to that would be that we are in December. And if you're going to harvest profits, one of the considerations might be to wait until maybe January 2nd.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, because anything that you take in the way of profits at the end of the year goes on your current tax return if it's in a taxable account. And that's always a consideration. And I know that the people who watch us ask that question many times.
Oh, yes.
And then when they take a look at that. And so maybe that would be an additional thing to think about if you're thinking about going to cash in December.
Yeah, and two, those of you who are in retirement plan accounts, whether it's 403Bs, 401Ks, and you're doing some of those target allocation things, you know, they are going to move your assets around. Whoever's the fund provider and investment platform provider for your retirement plan at work, if you're in one of these target things, that's one of the functions that they do, is to realign you, keep you within certain parameters, sell some of your winners, and redeploy the cash into what your real settings ought to be. So do look at it, though. Make sure that that's going on. But I would say 99.999% of the time, if you're in one of those kinds of allocation things, custom blended thing like that, that you can just lock in and kind of set it and forget it, might be something to look at. Or if you're a little bit more risky on that, then maybe you might want to be, and you want to make sure that maybe it's time to step back a little bit. You might look at stepping back on if you're using the target date funds, and saying, you know, maybe I'll cut that back by 5 years and use the next conservative.
Take portion of it and move it into the other one.
You can split them up, too.
Yeah, you don't have to put it all into one investment.
That's right.
That's right. So lots of different things. Again, questions, come in for the free review, 979-836-2903.
See you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in the show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.